KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have dense fog, and it's 26 degrees. We look for areas of dense fog this morning. And in fact, the National Weather Service has extended the freezing fog advisory that was to expire at 7 o'clock for Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties, and that was extended until 9 a.m. Hazardous driving conditions due to low visibility and potential frost on bridges could create some slippery roads. So, sure, and slow down, use your low beam headlights, and leave plenty of distance between your vehicle and the one in front of you. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast for today, once the fog burns off, is calling for it to become partly cloudy with a high near 50. Iowa livestock producers can expect to see rising prices for hogs and cattle in the coming year. That's according to an agricultural economist at Iowa State University Extension. Lee Schultz says after several quarters of expansion within the hog industry, we're starting to see signs of the hog numbers retreating, which should lead to slightly higher prices.
Sow numbers were lower compared to a year ago when we look back comparing September 1. Farrowing intentions were expected to be lower, but also that was at much lower prices and price expectations back in September. As we've seen stronger prices now.
Despite the COVID-19 pandemic, Schultz says the pork exports have held fairly strong.
Pork exports have been tremendous this year. When you look through early part of November, they're up 21%. And really, you have to point to China being a big contributor there. And I think, you know, expectations are that, you know, we will continue to see strength through the end of the year.
Schultz says beef exports have also been good and look to remain strong heading into 2021. He says what's benefited livestock producers most during this pandemic is that meat products were able to retain their value.
We've seen slightly larger exports compared to a year ago levels, but still relatively large exports, and the value still remains there. And I think that's maybe what got lost somewhat during all these major disruptions is that these products still flow to the highest valued markets, and a lot of times they're the export markets.
Schultz says throughout the time the COVID outbreak, demand for meat products held strong. He says we saw a major shift from consumer demand at restaurants to increased demand at grocery stores. Now we're starting to see a resumption of food service, which has led to a higher demand for meat products. On Wednesday, Schultz will participate in a statewide online pro-egg conference seminar focusing on the livestock marketing outlook. Well, this year's pandemic has made a bad situation worse for tens of thousands of Iowans who aren't sure where their next meal may be coming from. The Food Bank of Iowa has launched its Hunger Free Holidays fundraising campaign. Spokeswoman Emma Rundy said the goal is to raise $1 million in order to purchase 4 million meals. She said, "We set a lofty goal, the hopes that we can reach it because there's a lot of people in need right now." Rundy said food insecurity since January of this year has doubled, and unfortunately for households with children, food insecurity rates have tripled. Rundy said $600,000 has been raised so far, but there's a ways to go yet before the goal is reached. She says people can go to their website, hungerfreeholidays.org, or the Food Bank of Iowa website to donate. It really doesn't take a lot to make a big impact, she says. With just $1, we can provide up to 4 meals. The Food Bank of Iowa serves 55 Iowa counties with mobile food pantries and aiding food banks in communities. State officials, including the governor, urging Iowans who are stressed out or depressed to go to online for free help. The Iowa Department of Public Health reports that from March through September, 319 Iowans died from suicide, a rate slightly higher than the two previous years. Governor Reynolds says anecdotal information suggests people are waiting longer than usual to seek help and are often already in crisis mode when they do. The state has used a federal grant to hire more than 100 staff who provide free counseling through appointments scheduled on the COVID Recovery Iowa website. Karen Hyatt is an emergency mental health specialist with the Iowa Department of Human Services. She says we offer free personal counseling. We have a personal support engagement activities, and we're finding there's been a lot of social isolation. We know that there have been a lot of older adults, some in nursing homes, who haven't been able to get out of their rooms really since May, some since March. So she said we put together a package of things. But Hyatt says the pandemic has exacerbated already anxious times for many Iowans. She says, "We just came off a natural disaster along the Missouri River for flooding. We have farmers who are in a drought. We have the derecho and many, many counties affected by that." Hyatt says, "So what this really has become and what we're hearing is that the economic and mental health disaster on top of the physical. The federal grant means every Iowan of every age is eligible for counseling. The website is https://covidrecoveryiowa.org. And again, forward slash. There's also a toll-free number, 1-844-775-9276 to call for help. Governor Kim Reynolds on Friday announced that a total of nearly $9 million in assistance is available to assist eligible low-income Iowans who are at imminent risk of eviction and individuals who've lost housing to quickly regain housing stability. The funding will also provide support for homeless shelter operations. Funds are made available through a supplemental appropriation to the Emergency Solutions Grant Program through the Federal CARES Act. The Emergency Solutions Grant, or ESG, program will help to prevent households from becoming homeless due to eviction, assist Iowans who've lost their home to eviction, regain rental housing, as well as provide homeless shelters with financial support to assist with operations and outreach as they work to serve Iowans in need and mitigate the spread of COVID-19. To be eligible for eviction prevention assistance to avoid homelessness, Iowans must have an income of 50% of the area median income or less and be at imminent risk of eviction, in addition to meeting other eligibility criteria. To be eligible for assistance in rapidly regaining housing, Iowans must be currently experiencing homelessness. Examples of assistance available to eligible individuals include rent and utility payments, including in arrears, legal assistance, application fees, security and utility deposits, moving costs, case management, and credit repair. All financial assistance is paid directly to landlords and service providers. Individuals in need of assistance must apply through the coordinated entry helpline in their area, which is available along with the additional eligibility and program information at iowahousingrecovery.com. 35 agencies were awarded a total of $8.8 million in Emergency Solutions Grant Program funds. The full list of awards is available through a link in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. All assistance will remain available until funds are exhausted or September 30th, 2022, whichever comes first. The ESG program is administered by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and Iowa Finance Authority in partnership with participating Iowa service agencies. Well, the Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet in person and electronically via Zoom tomorrow morning, beginning at 9 o'clock. And during their session, the board will hold a public hearing concerning the status of expenditure funding the county received for COVID-19 response. According to Auditor Dale Sunderman, the county, working with the Cass County Food Policy Council, SWIDA, County Food Pantries, and Public Health, increased its capacity with a food delivery system and food access in Cass County through an $86,580 Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG. As of November 16th, more than nearly $76,100 had been expended. The board will also hold a public hearing on County Ordinance Number 37, the adoption of Cass County Code, a recompiling of county ordinances in accordance with the Code of Iowa. They're also set to receive a report from the Cass County Committee on Aging that will act on accepting the resignation of the member of the Cass County Compensation Board, followed by the appointment to the Compensation Board for the remainder of a four-year term ending June 30th, 2021. In other business, the Cass County Supervisors will discuss and or act on the establishment of deputy sheriff classification and a natural conservation and wildlife areas property tax exemption per Iowa code. The in-person part of their meeting for a limited number of attendees, including board members, will be held in the supervisor's boardroom at the Cass County Courthouse. And that is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.